And while we're waiting through this to arrive in the spirit of continuing the trivia quiz, I guess, if COBOL was the first ANSI standard language, Fortran was the second, what was the third?
ANSI standard language.
It was first COBOL, then Fortran. Third? No. Standard. BASIC was never issued as a standard. MUMPS. MUMPS, which is now known as M, which still manages about estimated 60% of the health records around the world. Companies like Epic use it, the VA and others. That's the basis for their binary database structure for managing health records. And it's still around in its multiple versions, but and known as a standard. Sorry, a little bit of trivia. I'm very honored and pleased to take a few minutes of your time here to talk a little bit about the pilot informatics field assignment in Minnesota that we're so excited about and pleased to have been able to participate in. It's the first public health informatics fellow to be assigned to a state, and we're honored to have that that privilege. Let's see, I go forward that way, I guess. A little bit about our office. I'm from the what's called Office of Health Information Technology and eHealth, which is independent of IT in Minnesota Health Department and independent of any particular programs. So it's kind of a unique spot in the sense that it's not directly associated with what is often thought about as where information systems exist in some way. And we focus on a number of activities. I've highlighted three of them here. The strategic types of initiatives, so leadership and guidance on the directions related to the statewide Minnesota eHealth Initiative, for example, helping develop strategic policy directed to information architecture, both inside the agency and outside. And work with statewide coordinating committees called the Minnesota eHealth Advisory Committee and about six work groups that we help drive policy choices. We've worked on a number of projects, many of those with some of you in the room and with Dave and his great team at the Public Health Informatics Institute on projects like the Common Ground, the help to develop what's called Public Health Informatics Profile, a readiness tool for meaningful use for health departments, some working on an electronic health record assessment and evaluation model and framework for statewide tools that on an ongoing basis. And so a number of projects like that, as well as a health informatics capacity, which includes teaching and mentoring of students from the university and the health department. Our basic principle and approach philosophically is that we want to develop more informatics savvy organizations in public health within the state and certainly within our own department by helping them really to use informatics as a leverage to move up this incline of data, information, knowledge, wisdom, moving towards healthier communities. And we see informatics as really that important discipline approach that helps us achieve that goal. And that's the foundation for much of our education. Going the wrong way here. There we go. So the pilot project had three basic objectives. First, test the feasibility of placing a third-year fellow in a state health department, identify some of the opportunities and challenges at doing that, and then creating some examples, models, tools, and templates that could be useful to future fellow placement programs that might be developed. And on the left of this slide shows the process that we went through and tried to model and document so it could be used for future activities. And the first is we'd actually developed an application based on the EIS form and the at CDC as well as the informatics programs. We completed that, developed the form, filled it out, and submitted it as if we were applying for an assignment. CDC recruited a third-year fellow, and then the fellow worked with that fellow to prepare for coming to the assignment. And then we're still in the middle of that assignment. It started in December and will end this December. And we continue with a lot of activities that we'll talk about, including communications. We were very fortunate to get Pat Crucheton, who is in the audience today. Pat, you're going to have to stand up and wave because he's right here up front, is Pat. And Pat came to us with a real strong background. We were very fortunate, both engineering in computer science, as well as a graduate of the informatics program at CDC, and had a professional experience, including in the Thailand Ministry of Public Health, as well as at CDC. So we came with quite a breadth of experience. Well, what are some of the things that over this time, what could be accomplished in a short period of time? And that is, Pat was assigned to lead a statewide laboratory assessment activity, development of the survey, and we'll talk a little bit about some of that. He contributed significant amounts in terms of research and support on open source models and principles. That was a big issue that we were evaluating in our state, and he played a critical role in both the research, teaching of that, and the development of some tools supporting that effort. He served as informatics resource across several programs in the department, including the laboratory, infectious disease, and some chronic disease activities. He participated also in the Minnesota eHealth Initiative, outside a resource related to standards in particular, and the development of standards in the parts related to public health. And then a whole list of other areas where his presence, I think, alone and participation made an important difference. He developed several papers, one that's here, but also the AMIA Spring Conference on the field assignment, the conference now on problem-solving the framework, and has had an AMIA abstract accepted in laboratory information exchange. So the laboratory is a big project. It was one of the large projects that we assigned. I won't go through all of the details in this slide, but suffice it to say it involved a big project management effort, development of a charge, a charter, a scope, bringing together appropriate team, developing an instrument, deploying that instrument successfully, and has close to, I think, Pat's at 80% of the laboratories, I believe, responding so far, very close to completion of that, the first of its kind in the state, and it's one that we've received a contact from a number of states for our information on that. So what have been the challenges, and what are our recommendations related to addressing those challenges? One, I don't know if it's too many, but there are a lot of interesting activities going on in the states. And that's part of this great smorgasbord of choices of projects. As we would expect, there is a lot of potential projects that an informatician can help support. So setting the priorities in helping either manage, supervise, or mentor this project becomes very important. And we chose to select a core project that the person could stick to, and then have a whole menu of smaller projects that they could take up depending on time and effort, and that seemed to work fairly well. The one-year assignment's a challenge. You can get a lot done, as you see from Pat's piece, but you just get going, and the race is over in the sense of one-year assignment. And so there's a ramp-up and a startup period, which has some implications to it. In an extended period, either state-funded or contributed to, or we think would be a better model if you started to, a state who received an assignee, started to look at this as an 18 or 24-month effort. Recruitment of the third fellow, I think there's a number of challenging factors for the fellow themselves about location, the job opportunities, and the match, and what is the career path for them. And then staying connected with the peers, I think, remains a big issue. How to stay in touch with the colleagues at CDC and at the university, where Pat was also contributing. Well, what are the keys to success? We think matching the skills to the setting. As you look at each fellow, they're going to have different set of skills. So look at those choices. And when possible, match those skills to the proposed projects and activities. The working environment itself is very important. Informaticians deal with conflict, if you will, but we don't want them to try to put them in a situation where they have to resolve a conflict that hasn't been resolved for 20 years. Don't put them between MCH and WIC, as an example, and having some conflict that they can't really resolve. They need to be put in a position of success and not just trying to resolve issues that you don't want to deal with. And then I'll skip to the last one in terms of time. The most important issue is mentorship. There can be projects across the agency, but who you select and identify and support as a mentor related to informatics, we think, is a very critical success. factor in moving forward. This is a slide, I will highlight it, but move forward given our time in that this is a model that we use to say this is the kinds of informatics capacities that are essential to informatics savvy organization. Everything from understanding leadership to leveraging data standards. And we have published these as well, and they're very much aligned with the materials that Dave talked about. So I'm going to conclude here by talking about, we believe that this has really had a very positive impact on, in both informatics and the programs in Minnesota, even in the short time that we've had so far, that it's strengthening not only the capacity of the state, but Pat has worked with local health departments. And it's really raising the awareness to the state level of what informatics means at CDC. And we see it as a, see if I can go back to it, we see it as the ripple effect. And that's the message I'd like to leave with you. We think that an informatics fellow is an important ripple that is going to really flow across the agencies and in the health department and touch many areas that you can't always see from that first drop. A very important step, and we acknowledge the leadership from Denise Koo and Herman Tolentino and Laura Fransky, who really helped make this all very much successful. Thank you very much.